This is the Sakar Merli of the 9th of August 2025. Essence, sweet children, this most elevated confluence age is the age of benevolence. It is in this age that you have to become the masters of the land of Sri Krishna by studying. Question. Why does the father place the urn of this knowledge on the mothers? What is the one system that only continues in Bharat? Answer. The father places the urn of this knowledge on the mothers so that they can make everyone become pure from impure by tying a rakhi of purity on them. Only in Bharat does the system of Rakshabandhan exist. A sister ties a rakhi on her brother. This symbolizes purity. The father says, children, remember me alone and you will become pure. You will become the masters of that pure world. Song. No one is as unique as the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. This is the praise of the innocent Lord, the one who is called the bestower. You children know who gave Sri Lakshmi and Narayan the fortune of their kingdom. It must definitely have been God who gave it, because he is the one who establishes heaven. Just as the innocent Lord gave the sovereignty of heaven to Lakshmi and Narayan, so he also gave it to Sri Krishna. Whether you say Radha and Krishna or Lakshmi and Narayan, it is the same thing. However, there is no kingdom now. No one except the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can give them their kingdom. Their births are said to be in heaven. Only you children know this. Only you children can explain about Janmashtami, the birthday of Krishna. Since there is the birthday of Sri Krishna, there must also be one for Radha, because both were residents of heaven. Radha and Krishna become Lakshmi and Narayan after their marriage. The main aspect is who gave them their kingdom. Who taught them this Raj Yoga and when? It would not have been taught in heaven. In the Golden Age, they are the most elevated beings. The Golden Age comes after the Iron Age. Therefore, they would surely have learnt Raj Yoga at the end of the Iron Age, so that they could attain their kingdom in their new birth. This old world changes into a pure new world. The purifier must definitely have come. Now, no one knows what religion exists at the Confluence Age. This most elevated confluence age that has been remembered is between the old world and the new world. Lakshmi and Narayan are the masters of the new world. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, taught those souls Raj Yoga in their previous birth. In their new birth, they receive the reward of the efforts they make at this time. This is called the most elevated benevolent confluence age. Someone must surely have taught them Raj Yoga at the end of their many births. In the Iron Age there are many religions, whereas in the Golden Age there is just the one deity religion. What is the religion that exists at the Confluence Age in which they make effort and study Raj Yoga to attain their reward in the Golden Age? It is understood that Brahmins are created through Brahma at the confluence age. It is also shown in the pictures that the land of Krishna is established through Brahma. Whether you call it the land of Vishnu or the land of Narayan, it is the same thing. You now know that you are becoming the masters of the land of Krishna by studying this and becoming pure. These are the versions of God Shiva. It is the Sri Krishna soul who becomes this at the end of his many births. He takes 84 births. In this 84th birth, he is named Brahma. Otherwise, where else would Brahma have come from? If God created creation, then where did Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar come from? How were they created? Was some magic performed that made them emerge? Only the Father tells you their history. When someone is adopted, his name is changed. This one did not have the name Brahma before. It is said, at the end of many births, Therefore, he must surely have been an impure human being. No one knows where Brahma came from. Whose last birth of many births is this? It can only have been Lakshmi and Narayan, who took many births. The name, form, place and time continue to change. The story of 84 births is clearly written in the picture of Sri Krishna. Many pictures of Sri Krishna are sold at the time of Janmashtami because everyone goes to a Sri Krishna temple. They go to a temple of Radha and Krishna. Radha would definitely be with Sri Krishna. Radha and Krishna, the princess and the prince, then become Lakshmi and Narayan, the empress and emperor. They take 84 births and become Brahma and Saraswati in their last birth. The father enters him at the end of his many births and tells him, "You don't know about your births. You were Lakshmi and Narayan in your first birth. Then you took this birth." However, they have mentioned the name Arjuna, that Arjuna was taught Rajyoga. They have made Arjuna separate, but his name was not really Arjuna. There should be the life story of Brahma, but there is no mention of Brahma or the Brahmins anywhere. Only the father sits here and explains these things. All of you children listen to these things, then explain them to others. They listen to devotional stories and then relate them to others. You listen to this and then relate it to others. This is the most elevated confluence age, the leap age, the extra age. When there is the leap month, there are 13 months. The festivals they celebrate every year are of this confluence age. No one knows about this most elevated confluence age. It is at this confluence age that the Father comes and inspires you to make a promise to become pure. He establishes a pure world from this impure world. The system of Raksha Bandhan only exists in Bharat. A sister ties a rakhi on the wrist of her brother, but that kumari then becomes impure. The father has now placed the urn of this knowledge on you mothers. This is why the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris inspire others to make a promise to become pure while they are tying a rakhi on them. The father says, Remember me alone, and you will become pure and the masters of the pure world. However, there is no need to tie a rakhi, etc. This is just an explanation given to you. Sages and sannyasis ask for donations. Some say, give your anger as a donation. Some say, don't eat onions anymore. They ask for the donation of whatever they themselves don't eat. It is the unlimited Father who inspires you to make the most important promise of all. If you want to become pure, remember the purifier Father. You have been becoming impure since the Copper Age. The whole world now has to become pure, and only the Father can accomplish this. No human being can be the bestower of salvation for all. Only the Father makes you promise to become pure. Barrett used to be pure heaven. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the purifier. Sri Krishna cannot be called the purifier. He takes birth. His parents are also shown. It is Shiva alone who has a divine birth. He himself gives his own introduction of how he enters an ordinary body. He definitely has to take the support of a body. I am the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, and the one who teaches Raj Yoga. Only the Father is the creator of heaven and the one who inspires the destruction of hell. Hell doesn't exist when heaven exists. It is now the extreme depths of hell. When the Iron Age has become completely Tamopritan hell, the Father comes and creates Satopritan heaven. He makes it 100% pure from 100% impure. The first birth will definitely be Satopritan. New children have to churn the ocean of this knowledge and give lectures. Each one's way of explaining will be different. The Father himself explains one thing today and something else tomorrow. It cannot be the same explanation all the time. Even if someone were to listen to these things accurately from a tape, he wouldn't be able to relate them accurately. There would definitely be some difference. You know that everything that the Father tells you is fixed in the drama. He tells you today, word by word, exactly what he told you a cycle ago. This record is recorded. God himself says, I tell you the exact words that I told you 5,000 years ago. The shooting of this drama has already taken place. There cannot be the slightest difference in this. Such a tiny soul is filled with this record. You children understand when the Sri Krishna Janmashtami took place. It would be said to be a few days less than 5,000 years before today, because he is now studying. The new world is being established. You children should have so much happiness in your hearts. You know that the Sri Krishna soul has been around the cycle of 84 births. He is now returning to the name and form of Sri Krishna. It is shown in the picture how he is kicking the old world away and holding the new world in his palm. He is now studying. This is why it is said that Sri Krishna is coming. The Father definitely teaches him at the end of his many births. Sri Krishna will take birth when this study comes to an end. Little time remains for this study. Sri Krishna definitely has to take birth after all the innumerable religions have been destroyed. It will not just be Sri Krishna alone. There will be the whole land of Sri Krishna. It is you Brahmins who study Raj Yoga and then claim the deity status. You become deities through this knowledge. The Father comes and changes ordinary humans into deities through this study. This is a pathshala. This takes the most time. To study is easy. It is yoga that requires effort. You can tell them how the Sri Krishna soul is now studying Raj Yoga with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Shiv Baba is teaching us souls through Brahma in order to give us the kingdom of the land of Vishnu. We children of Prajapita Brahma are Brahmins. This is the confluence age. This is a very small age. The top knot is the smallest. Then, bigger than that is the face, then the arms, then the stomach, and then the legs. They show a variety form image, but no one is able to give an explanation of it. You children have to explain the secrets of the cycle of 84 births. After the birth of Shiva, there is the birth of Sri Krishna. This confluence age is for you children. The Iron Age has finished for you. The Father says, "Sweet children, I have now come to take you to the land of peace and that land of happiness. You were residents of that land of happiness, and then you came into this land of sorrow. You call out, 'Baba, come to this old world.' This is not your world. What are you doing now? You are establishing your world with the power of yoga. It is said that non-violence is the supreme religion of the deities. You have to become non-violent. Neither must you use the sword of lust, nor must you fight or quarrel." The Father says, "I come every 5,000 years. It is not a question of hundreds of thousands of years." The Father says, "While giving donations, doing tapasya, and having sacrificial fires, etc., you have continued to come down. It is only by studying this knowledge that you can have salvation. Human beings are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. They don't awaken at all. This is why the Father says, 'I come every cycle. I too have a part in the drama. I cannot do anything without a part. I am also tied by the bond of this drama. I come at my precise time. According to the drama plan, I take you children back home. I now say, man, man above, but no one understands the meaning of this.' The Father says, 'Renounce all bodily relations and remember me alone, and you will become pure.' You children continue to make effort to remember the Father. This is God's university. There cannot be any other university of God that can grant salvation to the whole world. God the Father comes and changes the whole world himself. He changes it from hell into heaven where you rule. Shiva is also called Babunath, Lord of Thorns, because he comes and liberates you from the sword of lust and purifies you. On the path of devotion, there is a great deal of external show. Here, you have to remember the Father in silence. Those people do all types of hatha yoga, etc. Their path of isolation is totally separate. They believe in the Brahm element. Those who believe in that are those who have yoga with the elements. That is the residence of souls, which is called Brahmand. Those people consider the Brahm element to be God and think that they will merge into that. This means that they make souls mortal. The Father says, "I come and grant salvation to everyone." Only Shiv Baba grants salvation to everyone. Therefore, he is like a diamond. He takes you to the golden age. This birth of yours is also as valuable as a diamond. You then go into the golden age. It is the Father who comes and teaches you this knowledge through which you become deities. This knowledge then disappears. Lakshmi and Narayan neither have this knowledge of the Creator nor of creation. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dharma 1. While living in this old world, become doubly non-violent and establish your new world with the power of yoga. Make your life as valuable as a diamond. 2. Churn the things that the Father tells you and then relate them to others. Constantly maintain the intoxication of knowing that when this study comes to an end, you will go to the land of Krishna. Blessing. May you become a holy swan and claim the title of His Holiness by finishing all name and trace of impurity. Just as a swan never picks up stones but selects jewels, in the same way, holy swans never imbibe any defects, that is, any stones. They separate the wasteful from the powerful and put aside the wasteful and adopt the powerful. Such holy swans are clean and pure souls, and their diet and their relationships are pure. When all name and trace of uncleanliness and impurity is finished, you can then claim the title of His Holiness in the future. Therefore, never imbibe anyone's defects by mistake. Slogan: a complete renunciate is one who renounces all the progeny of the old nature and sanskars too. Aviat signal: in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. When carrying out any task, stay merged in love while remembering the Father. Do not go into the expansion of any situation. Put a full stop to any expansion and merge it into the point. Become a point, put a full stop, and all the expansion and the whole web will become merged in a second. Your time will then be saved. You will be freed from making effort. You will then become a point and become merged in the love of the one point. Om Shanti.